Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Welcome back to the Old and Bold podcast. You know the name, you know the face. It's Harry Pinero.
And I'm darkest, guys. You know what it is? It is what it is till it ain't what it ain't.
And it ain't what it ain't till you use your pen.
Oh, see, look, I like that. It gets the juices flowing. And yeah, guys, yeah. Oh, bro, it's not even guys. Harry.
Yeah.
We hit 100K on YouTube.
We hit 100K on YouTube. And that's all thanks to you guys. Every single one of you that clicked that...
Oh, take time.
No, it's because the clapping.
Oh, sorry.
It caught me off.
I apologize.
You it put me off. Every single one of you...
Sorry, no, yeah, sorry, you go.
Every single one of you got.
I'm done.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. Every single one of you guys that click that subscribe button, I want to say thank you so much. Mm. Without you guys, we genuinely wouldn't have been able to meet. You know what, man?
Yeah, bro.
I'm so happy.
No, just brother, this is a place of freedom.
Can I be free?
Will I be free?
Can I fly?
Soar into the sky.
Yeah, no, genuinely, guys, thank you so much. Every single person that clicked that subscribe button, we appreciate you so much. And en route to 1 million, inshallah, as well. So thank you, everyone.
And bro, we started this podcast, what? I think our first episode dropped March 5th.
Yeah.
Today is, what, June 23rd.
And what does that mean?
So that means we got 100K in 3 weeks.
What math is that though? I've got a game for us.
What's up?
Because I feel like it's good to play games.
It is good to play
games.
And
this is a fun show.
It is.
You know what I'm trying to say? So we've got a game. It's called Blind Rank, right? Yeah. So this one's going to be first date questions.
Rice cakes.
Ugh.
I don't like snakes.
Nah.
I jump in the ring, nigga. You are lightweight.
Lightweight.
Tight weight. I don't fight bait.
Ugh. All right, cool.
Yeah, sorry about that.
My nigga got a t-shirt and it's one piece.
Oh,
I got my gun piece.
Yeah.
I hit him in his face. That's the front seat.
Yeah.
Oh, he gonna die. That's one me. Oh, you know. I just want to say a huge thank you to Saley for sponsoring this episode. Saley always comes in handy, especially on our trips. We're going away soon, so we'll be using it then.
Guys, if you don't know what it is yet, Saley is a new eSIM service app with affordable eSIM plans in over 190 countries.
It provides internet connection wherever you travel, which will save you money on roaming fees.
And guys, it's so easy to use. Just download the app, buy a plan, and install the eSIM. Just install it, put it in there.
And you only need to download the eSIM once instead of every time you're in a new country.
Follow the instructions on the app before you land, and once you land, everything's already done for you.
All Saley eSIMs are compatible with iOS and Android devices, and of course, they have a support team available 24/7.
Just download the Saley app in your app store or by simply scanning the QR code here shown on the screen.
Then use the code OLDANBOLD and check out with 15% off your first purchase.
Woo! Let's get back to the episode, man.
Yeah, please.
Please.
So the first one is, can I smell your hair?
Saying that
on a first date.
Can I smell your hair?
Can I smell your hair?
Okay, can I be real with you?
It's got to be top three weirdest things ever.
Okay, let me say this. If the guy says, let me smell your hair to the girl, then... more time he plans to put you in his fridge.
Yeah, at some point, you know what I mean?
Whether that's a foot, an ankle, an elbow, or an ear.
Yeah.
If it's the other way around now, if the girl wants to do it, I really got.
What would you do in that situation?
Me is I'd have to give it a bid.
That's what I was gonna say. I'd have to give it a bid. So I have to give these ones. And it could lead to a...
You never know.
But I think you're right. As a man...
You can't be asking the questions.
That's crazy,
bro. That's insane. Can I smell your hair?
Because what does that do for you?
What answers are you looking for here?
You're not gonna say, that smells like this brand or...
You use this kind of shampoo, so you must be this kind of person. You're a Scorpio.
Yeah, because maybe it's not a date then. Maybe it's a friendship thing. You might be,
yeah.
All right then. So with that being said...
I put that three.
Free.
That's a very weird question.
Free, just because, bearing in mind,
I don't know what the rest of.
There could be some wilder ones.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna put that free. Do you want to be in an open relationship? Okay.
Okay. Now, it depends what you define as crazy.
Yeah.
I don't
think that's crazy.
I think that's a
preference.
That's straight to the point. What are your views on this?
What are your views?
If it's a no, then let's just both grab water and get out.
Yeah. I'll pay for the bill.
Saving some money.
Salam alaikum.
You get me?
You just want to say. However, do you want to be in an open relationship? It depends on how you guys have met as well, because the circumstances now.
Yeah.
If you've been selling her a dream,
yeah,
vice versa, because this works for both, right? If you've been selling him a dream, oh, listen, I really want you to be my man. And then you go on a date and you're like,
okay, can I be honest with you?
Go on in, mate.
How does a male's ego survive in an open relationship? Because imagine your other half coming back to you saying, oh, I got dugged in.
Okay, see. Brother. Dugged in. Bro. That means it's crevices. Like,
yeah, that means...
For me personally, I think your mind has to come to terms with your reality.
Yeah.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah.
If you can stomach that and you're good with that, then fine. Mm. If you want love and you look at her as that's the person I want to have love with, but she's genuinely getting dug out like this.
Okay, how about it? Just shovels. Don't tell me about it.
No, that's worse.
Yeah, is it?
I think it's worse. Because if you hear it from someone else now, it's like, well, you couldn't even tell me. Come on, man.
Oh, my days.
Yeah,
it's not open then, is it?
It's not open.
It's not open.
No, that is open. That's NHS.
Okay, for me, that's crazy. But obviously, in general, I think that's a very honest...
So you want to hit him with a 4 or 5?
I think that's a 4.
Okay.
I think that's a 4.
Ooh, are you sure?
Let's say 5.
5.
5.
We'll go 5. How soon do you think we should move in together?
Okay, so look, hold your...
Not chill out, nah, man.
Generally, bro.
You see that? You got to just take a touch and just control yourself. Because you're doing a bit too much there.
Moving too fast. Let the team get a touch.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Let everyone move the ball around.
There's fans that haven't even got into the stadium yet.
Yeah, genuinely. And you're already like, oh.
Come on.
Like, bro.
But, all right.
No, that's nuts.
Reverse it, though. If a girl that you like, says that to you, but you like her, though.
I still think she's moving too fast. On a first date, when are we moving in together? Jez, if it's a genuine question, then I'm scared. But if it's like a, right, I actually like it. So when are we moving in together? Like, it's banter. Yeah. You get me? Stuff like that. Then,
Yes. Deadpan serious.
So literally.
Not even a
when we're moving in together. Like that one.
So she goes, I'm going to lie. How soon do you reckon we should move in together? Because like, I've genuinely,
Okay. Okay, no, that one there. I'm sorry. I don't care how long you are.
Yeah.
You have terrified me.
So
you have terrified me. I don't know your likes and dislikes. I barely remember your name. How old are you again?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't know who's in your family
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, generally. Like, I don't know what your shoe size is.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Your blood type. Maybe the last 3 digits of your national insurance number. Maybe something. Just inform me. You get me?
Okay. It's a bit fraudy.
But come on, you have to know your last 3 digits of everyone's. If you're my friend, I need to know your national insurance number.
For what though? Would you need my NI number for?
But in case you never flipping off.
For what though? That's okay. You're different to me.
No, that's a mad question though.
All right, cool. So we're going to go what number?
That one, that's insane. I'm going to put that.
4?
How do you think? Wait, do you think, how soon do you think we should move in together is worse than can I smell your hair?
No, can I smell your hair is creepy.
No, that's creepy.
That's creepy. Fuck.
Yeah, so.
So, okay, so we've just gone. Can I smell your hair?
I made that 4.
Okay, so
I made that 4 for now.
Where do we put, can I smell your hair? 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Yeah.
The next 2 have to be weird.
Yeah, they've got, I need to see the worst. Okay, cool. Next one is, and then so we're going, can I smell your hair is 3.
Mm-hmm.
Open relationship, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Did we say 4, Amy?
Yeah, no, we said 5.
5?
Yeah.
And then how soon can we move together? 4.
4.
All right, cool. How much money do you make? Ooh.
Oh, come on, man. That's
it's a
not,
bit intrusive, though.
It is intrusive. It's a mad question, but it's like a, oh, like
you're doing that one.
Like, why do you
don't
come
do that
on,
thing, man? Like, you just, please don't do that thing.
Your intentions are now on the table. It's next to my water. Do you get what I mean? Now I see everything.
Yeah.
Now I see why you're in here, which is probably not necessarily a bad thing because now you've saved me a lot of time.
Yeah.
You get me? Now I get to find out on the first date that you just care about money.
Hypothetically, hypothetically, the last person that person was with squandered all their money and now they're scared. They want to have someone that's got financial security on their own.
That's a you problem. Don't
and
bring
I
your
like
past
that question. Yeah, that's and you I problem. Love that answer.
Yeah, don't put your past problems onto me now.
So where are we putting this one then? I think let's that's 6.
Put, yeah, that's 6.
That's 6. Yeah,
that's just sure. That's not a crazy question, but it's like, oh, don't ask that.
Ooh, would you consider yourself emotionally damaged? I think that might be one of the best questions you can ask someone, because
that's actually a good.
It's a very good question.
Yeah, that's
because it's a question that I feel like maybe most people don't ask because it's like a little bit intrusive, but. It does allow you to
it's
know.
It's a conversation starter. Yeah, like, let me get to know what you've been
through. Oh my God, what's the question?
Like, walk
that's
me
so
through
good.
Your trauma.
I big up Amy on the way me for the lay me. Yeah. Ox, Jamie.
That's
Jamie.
Actually not a bad first date question.
Yeah, so I want to go, that's number 2.
Would you consider yourself emotionally damaged?
Or number
damaged?
1.
That's actually...
I want to say number 1, you know.
Would you consider yourself emotionally damaged? That's a good question.
I think
that question.
That's number 1.
I'd ask that.
Yeah.
Are you
I think I'd ask that to my brethren.
Yeah.
Bro, how are you?
Yeah. Amy, are you emotionally damaged?
All right, cool. So we're going to go number one with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And last one. Do you mind if I take this call? It's my ex. Okay, man. All right, man.
First of all, let me tell you why this is beyond stupid.
Yeah.
You could have stopped at, do you mind if I take this call? Mm. You didn't have to throw in, it's my ex.
No, it's my ex. It's my ex. That means that you two are still pally-pallying.
Yeah, and you don't want to hide me. You don't want to hide the fact that you're still trying to your ex.
That ex means more to you.
Yeah.
Then, even though it's your ex, then this date. Because you didn't even put your phone on silent.
Yeah, and it's and it's the first date. And you decided to leave.
Imagine this one. Imagine this one at dinner. So we're talking about things. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, do you mind if I take this call?
Basically,
my ex?
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's my ex. Sorry, 2-6. Hello? Oh, you're so dumb. No, babe, after this is done, I'll show you. Okay. Yeah, so
fucking leaving. You're not fucking doing that to me.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Yeah, that's what anyone that's gone through that situation, that's what you should do. Okay. That's a vile.
Okay, no, imagine this one. So let me do it this time, yeah?
All right,
cool. So yeah, I have no conversation. Yeah,
it's been like...
Shh. Yo. Sorry, it's my ex. Yeah. I'll get this over and done with and then I'll call you after, innit?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Can I get a bill, please? Yeah, can I get a bill? We're splitting it.
I'll get this over and done with.
No. It's a shush, shush for me.
So, okay, cool. That's
going to be number two.
That's
we fucked it.
Yeah.
We fucked it. All right, cool. Well, as you can see, that blind ranking didn't go as according to plan. However,
we were blind.
Yeah, we were blinded.
Come on, bro. I'm like, let me be your passy that looks on the oncoming traffic. I just want to help you.
All right. Say no more. All right, so the next one is fact or waffle. Now, I took this from the video that you was in with Nico, Deji, and Chunks.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically waffle or not, or whatever. Yeah. But there's some facts and there's some waffle. Mm-hmm. Now, these facts all sound true, and some of them all sound dead, and some of them all sound wed.
Yeah.
So some of them sound led. Yeah. Yeah. So I came with a 45, and I'm joking. No, listen. Yeah. All right, cool. So some of them are facts, and some of them are waffle. And we've got to work out together whether or not... Oh, actually, we can work individually. It's up to you. All right. So the first one is wombat poop is cube-shaped.
Do you know what a wombat is?
Is that a bat?
It's essentially a bat that's been warmed.
Okay.
You get me? So it's
So and just out of curiosity, because obviously a lot of people want to know...
Of course.
What is warmed? What does that
mean?
So
warmed is... it's a state of integrity.
Okay.
Generally, so that's when you look at its core, at its nucleus.
Yeah.
So definitely it's a state of integrity and how the environment changes you, essentially.
Oh, I see,
do you get me?
Yeah.
So hence the warm.
Okay.
Do you get it? Because why do you keep letting me talk?
Because I need to know because this is waffle.
I tend to keep going until someone stops
fair play. All right, wombat poop is cube-shaped.
Cube-shaped?
Yeah.
Okay, if your poop is cube-shaped. If your poop is cube-shaped, does that mean okay, I'm
that
sorry. The mind, your asshole must
like
be
square.
It must be
square,
a square,
and then
it comes out normally.
Because that means
that's
that,
just a mad.
Yeah, it could be one of those rectangle ones.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
Yeah,
because if that's
a design flaw.
Yeah, that's yeah. Never design flaw.
Star for Allah. Generally didn't think it through. I didn't think through my statement.
No, it's fine. I know you did. Well, yeah. All right, cool. So yeah, cube shaped. I feel like it's a crazy statement, but it could be like whoever thought of this. If this is waffle, you're a sicko. Just letting you know,
wombat poop is cube shaped. Okay, I'm gonna go just for the fun of it. Nah, it's not.
So I'm gonna go because I think it is. Okay, I genuinely think it is.
I don't think it's cube shaped.
Go on then. It is true. It helps prevent the poop from rolling away.
What did I just spend money on?
I like this though because.
No, that wasn't a notification. That was a notification, but from my bank.
Do you know what it is? It's just that. The sound is always on.
Yeah. I mean, it just in case.
For what?
Listen, I'm a lot of people's emergency contact.
That's true.
You get me? So
that's
I need
true,
to make
true.
Sure I'm always
no
ready.
Cares. All right, cool. So, it helps prevent the poop from rolling away, making territory.
Making, yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Can I be honest today? No, my English hasn't been.
I mean, Harry,
the
word's right there.
No, but it is.
You can take
it. Can I say it again?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. It helps prevent the poop from rolling away, marking territory, move.
It's been real, man.
It helps prevent the poop from rolling away, marking territory more effectively.
There we go. Amazing.
Oh, I get it. All right, cool. So that's 1-0 to me. Yeah. All right. The Eiffel Tower can grow over 6 inches taller in summer.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I know about that.
Okay, what? Can I ask you why? I actually know why it happens or how it happens.
Yeah.
Can you explain how it happens?
So I don't know.
Walk me through it. Let me actually lock in.
All right, cool. So this is what happens, right?
Yeah.
So due to the compost mm-hmm. that is developed underneath the Eiffel Tower, the gradients
naturally.
Are raised mm-hmm. due to the power mm-hmm. of the heat and the fact that things grow within mm-hmm. heat and water.
Yeah.
So when the water is stored into the cement, it mm-hmm. then trickles down into the compost. The compost then rises with the summer.
Yeah.
And of course, the Eiffel Tower is obviously on an island.
Okay, but I heard something, there's rumors in the grapevine that Lehman's insulator has a lot to do with it.
No, so that's a development flaw due to the constructs of IBM. So IBM are the International Bureau of Bureaucracy. And with all of those things combined,
bureaucracy. I knew you just wanted to say Morocco, but you added the issy.
Yeah,
bureaucracy.
All right. So it's true, but we're gonna find out whether or not we're right or wrong. Yes, due to the thermal expansion of the metal in heat.
Yeah, I knew the heat makes it expand throughout the summer. Yeah, that's mad, of course. Though.
All right, so that's 2-1. All right, humans have 5 senses.
All right, give me a sec.
So you smell, you see, you hear, you feel. I said you smile. You see, you hear, you feel, you touch, you breathe, you live, you facts. That's true.
No, I think, because there's a movie called The Sixth Sense, which means only some people have it, which means natural people have 5 senses.
And that's correct.
That's correct. Is it correct?
False.
Okay, so we actually have at least 9 to 20, including balance, temperature, and pain perception. So, okay.
Mm.
Okay, pain perception, that's touch or feeling.
And temperature, that's feeling as
that's
well.
That's through here as
balance.
Well. Balance. Balance, like, that's... Mm. You get me?
Yeah.
Okay, you fucked us.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah, you... Yeah.
No, fair play, man.
Well
fair
done,
play.
Amy. Well done, Amy.
All right. Sharks existed before trees.
Okay.
Okay, so
Did God make the water before the forest? So, I remember... I don't know how... I forgot the creation... Day by day.
Yeah.
But I knew it took some
That's a good thing for us to learn, though.
Yeah, it would be a good thing. Something like that.
I think...
Did it take 7 days to create that? Do we believe that? I need to look at... Yeah, I need to do research on it.
We need to do the research. Definitely. It's been a long time.
Yeah. This is why we need to have a conversation.
Sharks existed before trees.
Okay, let me think about it. Sharks or trees? What
I'm going to say false, just because I feel like Amy's trying to do us here.
Okay, now hear me out. Yeah.
But
No. I agree. Do you know why? Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Because listen, this world is what? 70% water.
Mm.
So it's not inconceivable to think.
Ah!
Good you know I mean? Inconceivable to think that the water was here before land was. You get me?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we're just a ball of water. You get it?
True say.
So, and I think land and plantation and all those kind of things came afterwards.
Mm.
And I think the water was just there. But now, forget the water. The animals in the water, when did they come about?
So.
Yeah, I remember you come on, were you? What, yeah, you yeah, were
yeah,
there!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so,
you were there!
So, false.
Okay, so sharks existed before trees. I think trees were here first, but I think water was here before trees. So I think trees were here first. That sharks existed before trees, that's false.
Okay.
Okay, so sharks have been around for 400 million years. Trees came later around 350 million. So my love.
350 million years ago. Okay. How long has the world been active for?
I say billions of years.
Billions, isn't it?
Billions, yeah. Billion, maybe billions? Maybe just a billion.
You reckon?
Yeah, maybe just a billion, yeah.
Now, this is where I start showing how dumb I am, yeah?
Yeah.
I never thought 350 million.
What did you think? You thought the world was too hot? You thought the world was 2025?
No, I thought maybe like 400K.
400K?
Yeah.
Okay. 400K now, 400K. That's actually not crazy to think. By the way, do you think the dinosaurs existed?
I feel like there's too... fantastic.
No, sorry, but yeah.
I feel like there's too much about dinosaurs for it to just be a made-up thing.
Yeah, the bones and all of that
the
kind of stuff.
The bones and everything else. But I also realized that...
Or is it just a money-making scheme to make people believe that these things
exist? How do people make money off dinosaurs?
Bro, people...
In terms of like, okay, cool. Like, for example, no one eats dinosaur.
Yeah.
But people eat other things. Yeah, so many fishes.
Because no one's been alive. Who eats? How can you find a dinosaur?
Yeah, but there's
to
no
eat?
History in any books or anything to say that people were eating dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And they got extinct by how? We don't know. I don't remember how they got extinct.
Iceberg. No, so it was an ice age. I think the whole world just froze. and then they died because of that.
But then everyone else survived.
Yeah, like you.
That's 2-0. Yeah, that's 2-0. All right, cool. It would be good for people in the comments to kind of let us know the things that we don't know.
Yeah, generally, like we're asking questions to you guys as well.
Yeah. Lastly, we only use 10% of our brain.
Okay, I use, okay, on a good day,
yeah,
I'll use 4.
Yeah.
On a good day,
I've been using 4. About 2 yeah. for the last 20 years.
I mean, I think I use just enough to drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
For me, just enough
I can't talk and drive. Like, don't even call me when I'm driving.
No, I can talk and drive.
I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I've been listening to podcasts a lot though in the car.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
You don't care, do you?
No, not at all, bro. No, but I like have to, I have to entertain a little bit.
Of course, for the camera, of course.
Yeah, yeah, generally.
We only use 10% of our brain. That's so true. What's the 90% about though?
So the 90% is just dormant. The 90% is just dormant.
So that's just storage. Like, is that the
iCloud? That's just, yo, if you need, man.
Man's in here, innit?
Yeah, man's here, innit?
Okay, cool. So it's
iCloud. I'll hold on to all of this. Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Because I always thought to myself, So you've got a lot of that there then?
Yeah, I got a lot ahead. Ahead, but that's just the skull.
Okay.
Brain, I'd like to think it's the same.
It's quite.
No, stop. Yeah. It's the same size as a natural human beings. You get me? So I think I kind of.
So that's like a case on your iPhone, basically.
What's that word?
You got extra case on your iPhone, basically.
Extra, yeah, crazy. Yeah. That's okay. That's both. That's good.
No, 2-1.
That's good. That, yeah. That might have made it 2-2.
I don't think so. You can put your hand back.
No, but you got soft knees.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Generally soft knees. Yeah, amazing. Okay, great stuff. So yeah. So, anyways, I like to decompartmentalize. Compartmentalize. Do you know what compartmentalize is?
Yeah, that's like put it in a specific area.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when you put shit everywhere. So I have shelves, like mental shelves that I have put everywhere. You get me?
So what's this one here?
That's the wank bank.
Okay, cool. So that's good. We ain't used that in a long time.
No, never. Yeah,
that's what's this one on the front lobe? What's this one here?
That one? Yeah. That's the basketball memories. So okay, anytime cool. That's why anytime I'm playing basketball, you'll see me.
Yeah, okay.
I need to lock into that side.
I really want to know about this one here. What's this one right there?
So that one there, that is the anchor. That keeps everything in place.
Oh,
that
keeps everything. It will make sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense though. Okay, cool, fair play.
Yeah.
All right, I want to say fact.
We only use 10%. I say false. I think we use a little bit more.
Brain scan shows we use nearly every part of the brain even while resting.
That's cap. Because no one, how do you know? Who scanned my brain for you to tell me how much I'm using? You fucks.
Oh no, they've got them.
Apple watches.
Yeah, no, not Apple watches.
Rolexes.
There's a specific, I don't want to say the brand's name. But them watches that track your sleep. So they know what you're dreaming about. So if you plug it into an iMac, it shows you a dream.
Oh, is it?
Well, I am lying. But that's the thing though.
Whoop.
Got ya. That was what it is. Yeah. Okay. All right. You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. I've heard that's true. Yeah. Okay. He spat. He's just cool. Yeah. Sorry for the next guest that sits there, man.
Hey, bro. You can't say swallow spiders in the middle.
That's
of
true,
me,
though. That
in,
is true.
In
that's
the
true.
Middle of me swallowing.
I know
that's
true. I ain't even got to fact check it. It's true.
Wait, you swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. That's false. There's no way. They don't.
They know.
I sleep. I said, like,
no, you do.
No, I sleep with my mouth closed.
So look, facts.
Watch. False. The likelihood of swallowing a spider is just, what the fuck? What? How insane
can
do
I be
you
honest
sleep?
With you? Can I be honest with you? I just want to just make it clear. I've heard this statement before that you swallow about 8 spiders or something like that, but it might be in your lifetime.
Oh, is it?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whoever, like, did you hear that from a guy under a bridge?
No, with my bridging, Max.
Oh, okay. Ben's bridge?
Yeah. No, he's done.
Okay, he's done. Yeah, he's done. He's clearly
all right, the likelihood of swallowing a spider is extremely low and the idea of regularly consuming them is unfounded. Also, so I heard a urban lie.
Yeah, an urban lie. How are you letting the next man tell you how much spiders you swallow?
And I don't even sleep like that.
Yeah. But did you know the average person walks past a murderer 35 times in their life?
That sounds true.
It is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Google it. Google it. It's the truth.
Nah, I can't be honest.
It's the truth.
We're in
the you walk past a murderer 35 times in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a whole abandoned underground system under London. Now, think of it, yeah? You drive past these places, yeah, that look like underground stations, but they're not because they're closed down, right? Mm-hmm. Also, films are shot using undergrounds that are no longer active. Also, the fact that there are... How do you get a train underneath the ground?
Underground. There are underground stations.
No, but how do you get a train that they make outside, inside? How?
I think they make it inside. There's a place they make it inside.
Oh, so you know that then?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen them transport.
Really?
Yeah.
Me not believe it.
I'm joking. I actually don't know that. But there's a whole abandoned underground system under London. Underground system under London. Does that mean it's under the current?
I believe that's true.
So I can't think in peace?
I'm speaking for myself. I think it's true.
Nah.
That's my
whole abandoned. You know, I feel like you're trying to throw me off with the whole abandoned underground. There's too many words there. I think it's false.
It's true. So fuck you.
Amy, I don't
the
like
Mail
you.
Rail was a secret tube line and used to deliver mail. You can ride part of it as a tourist. And do you know why I knew that? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was just playing a game here. I took my son there to the museum, the Mail Rail, right? And it shows you that literally that's how they used to transport during the World War.
Yeah.
So they would keep sending mail during that way so that people obviously wouldn't get bombed or anything outside. There's a whole system.
Wait, was there people there showing you like...
It's literally when you're going through the Mail Rail thing, it shows you on the wall that there's projectors from the early
So
times.
On this projector, did it say that I gave a fuck about what you're saying? And like, does it say darkest cares about what Harry is saying right now?
Nah, it didn't actually.
Bro, okay, cool then. Oh.
Yeah, maybe they should add that.
No, definitely. I think
they should add that. I think they should add that just because 1-0 to you again. Yeah, so that's 3-1.
Yeah.
You're in the lead right now. Yeah. Bulls get angry when they see red.
That's true. That's why they do that. Ole! That's why
they get away! Yeah, yeah. All right,
would you ever take part in Pamplona?
Wallahi, I would never. Why? You're asking to die or to be seriously injured. That's like me saying, would you rather just get a shot in your leg quickly? Go on then, fuck it.
No, but it's not like that though, because you know you're going to... Okay. You can outrun
a bull's horn gets you there.
No, you're saying that's bye,
it's done. It's done.
Bye, bye.
And what am I doing it for? For the thrill.
For the thrill, for the kill, for the ice cold chill.
I'd rather go on a roller coaster with no seatbelt.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I'll do Pamplona. I actually would, you know. I don't know. I'm
What's it called? Pampala?
Pamplona.
Pamplona.
I think it's Pamplona or Pampalona.
Or Pamplona.
But I think it's Pamplona, the worst way.
Pamplona.
Yeah, Pamplona.
Okay, Bulls get angry when they see red.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I got a text yesterday from it.
It's true.
False. Okay, we don't know nothing, man. That's the thing. We don't know nothing. Bulls are colorblind to red. It's the motion of the cape that irritates them.
But why is it always red then? I ain't seen a man use a green cape or a red cape or blue cape.
This is a red flag.
I've seen them use red all the time. It's always red and they... Like all the time, but they don't use blue, green, black, white, gray, purple, yellow. I just want to say hello to the mellow. Ask me Bello and the Tello. I'm a cello, Christian Tello. I don't know.
That's it, Christian Tello, that baller. Yeah. You know the most random football
Christian
players.
Tello is one of my icons, bro.
Really? How much does he mean to you?
Bro, a lot.
Yeah?
Bro, yeah. Him. So my like Mount Rushmore football, Christian Tello.
Yep.
Spinazzola from Roma. That's very good.
Yeah.
McCarthy. Manny McCarthy.
Yep.
Very, very, very good player. Yeah. Very good player. Yeah, so Lucas Digne.
Oh, Lucas, he's still playing.
Yeah. One of love that guy.
Yeah.
And can't forget, Serge Aurier. Serge Aurier, a right back. The right back for Tottenham and PSG.
Yes, he
who
was.
Who put
yes.
his heart on the line every single
very,
game.
Very, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Genuinely.
Professional.
Haven't watched a match of his, but he's good.
Let us know your Mount Rushmore football players as well.
Yeah,
we'd love that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, guys, we've got a massive announcement. If you don't know already, me and Darkest will be performing at Reading and Leeds Festival. Now, we won't be
You're
rapping.
Going by yourself, right?
You're not going?
Please? Sure.
Coming in. Yeah, all right, at the Ork stage for the first ever live podcast. Now, that's a big thing. Shout out to Reading and Leeds for thinking about us as well. And it happened. You know what's so crazy? We got this offer. I don't think we had even uploaded an episode. Or maybe we did. I can't remember.
I think it was a couple of episodes.
Maybe a couple of episodes but still in the early stages of when we was doing a podcast.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Because this is the
first time. I'm nervous, but I think it'll be all right. I think it's just, it is what we make it, innit? If we get out on stage, start gassing, energy high all the time, then, you know what I mean? It will be all right.
Do you know what's so funny though? I can imagine people just being like, "Raw, Darkers and Harry's here." And then imagine there's only six people there.
That's
Lara, Amy, Stu, Emil, and Jake.
So our whole agency.
Oh, that'd be great. I need them to go crazy. They need to go and dash it. That's what they need to do, just and dash it.
No,
into
Jake,
the crowd.
How much people do you reckon are coming? I don't even know how much people are coming.
I'm not too sure, but hopefully that people from Reading and Leeds or anywhere in London or the UK will make their way there.
Come
and see us. We'll be there.
Mm-hmm. We will be coming out. And guys, please come.
Yeah, please. Like genuinely, like this will help us maybe go to many more festivals. Yeah. So
how about I'll pay for all your tickets? Just come. Me, Harry even said he'll donate at least half of what's in the squares right now to everyone who's coming.
I don't remember saying that one either. Yeah, yeah. Okay, must be another Harry, man.
Right.
But how does it feel? Obviously, I sent in the screenshot of where we are on the poster. Now it's right at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's near where it says terms and conditions. It's right at the bottom. It was really small.
Yeah.
But how does it feel to be on your first ever?
Yeah, like a flyer. Show that's, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. You know, I've been thinking about it from day to day, but do you know, it's lightwork, man.
Yeah.
Bro, me and you have come out in 02. Yeah, we would come out in an O2, 20,000 people.
And you said you was nervous, but I never saw that at all.
Brother, I'm the biggest liar of all time.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
So I know how to lie to myself. But so I think I've got used to the stage things, performing in front of a crowd. I hope no one throws nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'll throw it back.
Yeah.
I'm not, that sounds, pause.
Look, bro, no, pause. Fast forward.
I'm so sorry.
Fast forward.
Never resume.
Fast forward.
Never resume.
Yep.
So what about you though? This is a walk in the park for you.
No, not really. It is and it isn't at the end of the day, because you don't know what you're going to expect. Of course, we've done things like that before. I've come out for other people's shows, never my own, as a guest always. So it's always like, oh my God, we've got an extra on top of the people that they're actually there to see. So for it to be us, I think we'll have fun. I think if we go there and we just do what we do, the reasons why we have 100k subs is because we've just been ourselves and people love that. So we can do that in that place as well. But I do want to ask the fans. I don't like to call people fans, actually.
Supporters.
Yeah. I want to ask the supporters. Let us know what you guys want to see. Amy, do you know how long we'll have on the stage?
It's about 30 minutes.
30 minutes. 30 minutes is a good time. It's half of an episode, basically, or a quarter of it anyway. So yeah, we have 30 minutes, roughly. So yeah, let us know what you think as well, because it would be great. I can't wait. And sharing a stage with my brother would be incredible.
What's your
vibes of festivals, though? Because you don't really do festivals.
I ain't never been to a festival in my life.
Yes, you have.
Well, whose festival?
We went Wireless, me, you, and Chunks.
Oh, Wallah, I didn't go.
So who was there then?
I don't know. It wasn't me, though. I've never been to Wireless in my life.
So it was me, Chunks, and someone else.
So, brother, was there anyone else bold there?
Yes, there was.
Who?
It was, I thought it was you.
Okay.
I thought it was you, generally.
No, it wasn't
me. Okay, my bad.
It's fine, happens.
I realized I got bad memory, you know?
Yeah, just, no, you don't have bad memory. Just don't misplace me. You can do anything. You can, bro.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. I didn't mean to. Do you want to take a minute or something?
Niggas are bad for less than what you just did.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. But anyway, what's your views on festivals? Obviously, you haven't been to one. Is there a reason why?
I don't know. I've just always been against the whole concert festival thing. I just don't think it's me. I don't think I'll have a good time.
Yeah.
But how can I know if I haven't tried?
True.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to go, and to go like this for my first time for an appearance wise, it's character building, man.
Yeah,
you get me? I'm going to have fun. I might take my shirt off. What do you think?
No. Keep it on.
Okay.
Keep it on. I don't think.
So not at any point, do you ever throw your shirt into the crowd?
No.
Never?
Nah.
Really?
Who do you think you are? That's what you have to ask yourself.
Oh, first. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's not like, obviously, what the hell are you doing?
Can I get water bottles and like start throwing it on the people?
No, again, that's...
So what's a festival then?
Unless it's really hot and then you go, hey guys, because consent is everything, can I throw water on you? And they go, yeah, then dash it.
By all means.
But don't dash the bottle at them.
Oh, see, look, you need to be more specific.
Yeah, you got to open the bottle up and start doing this one then.
Yeah.
But then I'll look at that person like, are you a mug? Just like... Nah, come on, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? But if it was old and bold water, maybe they would like it. Do you know what I mean?
If any water companies want to start water, maybe just put it, just let me know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're interested.
My people will chat to your people.
Yeah, and old and bold water.
We can get the ball rolling from there.
O&B water is good.
Hey, bro, I've got that.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got like...
Is it a hay fever?
It's not hay fever. I don't have hay fever. Okay. I think I just got an illness.
Well, you just stay over there and drink some water, brother, because I ain't trying to catch no cold for the world. All right. So if you was going to go or create or curate a dream festival, and you could pick five artists, dead or alive, who would those five artists be?
Michael Jackson.
MJ?
Yeah, he's headlining the whole thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Chris Brown.
Sea Breezy.
Oh, what a night. What a day. Yeah.
Dead or alive, by the way.
Dead or alive. Oh, Harry.
Yeah.
So Michael Jackson, Chris Brown.
Got Chris Brown.
You know, I need T-Pain though.
T-Pain,
T-Pain's got... Bro?
Yep. Yeah.
See,
all of that.
See? Who do you go now?
Down.
You see, all of that. So I need T-Pain. Do I put Tory Lanez there? No, I won't put Tory Lanez there. That nigga likes to shoot feet. Who else? Ooh, I need a band.
It's your festival,
yeah,
bro.
I know, but I don't really listen to bands. So, you didn't hear that?
I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't. So, who else would I put there? Who would you put here while I'm thinking? I got two more.
Michael Jackson, for sure. Vybz Kartel. Vybz Kartel's have to be there. What? He's got to be there. Then I'm going. Because this is a dream.
Paul, Paul Scholes?
If he could do kick-ups for an hour, then I'm in there. If there's a ball and he's just hitting a crossbar, that's a good festive, man. Young Thug.
Yeah.
Have to have Young Thug there. He's got too much songs.
Yeah.
One of his biggest fans. And then...
I'll put Future.
See, I was going to go Future, but I might just do Young Thug and Future together.
Okay.
As a duo.
Yeah.
Because they've got so many songs together and they can just do whatever.
Would you bring Kendrick as like, just for Not no, Like no, Us? No. For a Not
I'll
Like
go
Us?
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Phil Collins, incredible musician. Mm-hmm. Just to diversify it a bit.
Yeah, yeah, a little
bit. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And then I would lastly go... Now, this is a dream. I know I'm going to miss out on someone. Probably Usher, you know?
Nah, see, look, Usher wouldn't sniff.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be my five.
He's not invited.
Young Thug and Future as one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usher, Phil Collins, Michael Jackson, Vybz Kartel.
Okay, me, Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, T-Pain, Wizkid.
Ooh.
I put Wizkid in there. Wizkid.
No, I'm sorry, Phil. You got to go. Yeah. No, Phil, you got to go. Yeah. Ashake. I'm putting Ashake.
Yeah, I need Wizkid in there. And that last spot, who would... Maybe Ed Sheeran, just to balance out the vibes.
Do you listen to Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Because I don't care. Long as you are home.
Okay, I didn't know that you was Ed Sheeran. All right, cool. So that's your festival. And where would you do the festival?
We'll get copyrighted if I carry on singing.
Yeah. So where would you do the festival? What's the perfect place in the world for you?
Okay, me?
Because you got to think of weather.
Yeah.
You got to make sure the fans, them, understand the music rather than just the name.
Yeah.
You want sing-alongs.
Yeah. But okay. I need a place of tradition, vibes.
Yep.
And just good old fashioned history where people enjoy themselves. You get me a safe area as well.
You get me a safe area.
Wembley.
I know it's gonna go.
I'm gonna go Wembley. Wembley Stadium.
No, Wembley Stadium is perfect.
Are you insane?
No, it's perfect.
Wembley Stadium.
I'd
pick Wembley Stadium. Just and it's close to my yard as well, isn't it?
I would go Paris.
Boy, okay.
Because Paris
So
is...
Iraq can run on stage.
We need that though. Yeah. We need that. It's just some culture. Paris, just because I think Paris is a multicultural city and most of the things that they've done in the last 10 years in terms of events and everything else has been incredible. So I think Paris would be perfect for me as well. Because it's not, obviously we're from the UK. Mm-hmm. It'd be good just to travel, just across the channel.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that would be mine. Also at festivals.
Oh, that's a good trim, you know.
Bro, thank you. I genuinely got it today for you, bro.
No, genuinely, that's a very good trim. No, I remember you calling me saying, yo, I'm at the barber's. I was like, oh, I can't relate. But then you started violating me for a bit. It was
that's
fine.
True, that's true.
And then to see this trim that you've got now, very good, man.
My barber used Clippers.
Yeah, he does.
I'm a niggas.
Yeah, he does.
I shoot shots, but I'm not from the Clippers.
Yeah.
Tippers, if you violate, you get stick up like a poster. Yeah. I don't ghost you. Yeah. You don't know me. Castro Nostra. That's Italian for the Wallian. She is Italian. And I got me on Ballion.
Stop that, boy.
What's that, nigga?
I go to my barber to get a quick shave.
Quick shave.
Talk shit, I put you in a quick grave.
With my switchblade.
Why you partying in a quick rave?
Oh, it's gonna be a quick grave.
Oh, swimming in the ocean, that's a quick wave.
Put a gun in your mouth, how to stick taste.
Oh, quick ginge with a quick taste.
Ah, that's the brick flavor.
Oh, yeah, that's the... Bro, quick ginge with a quick taste. Come on, man.
I said hit you with a switchblade. Oh, yeah, bro.
Bro, come on, man.
All right, cool. We're gonna... I feel
just
it,
just calm it down.
No, it's there. It's raring.
Come on, bro, just chill.
It's raring.
100K on YouTube and we stood tall. Gun come longer than the Great Wall.
Of China. Yeah. Hit you in your face, I might line you.
Yeah.
Oh! I'm hot, nigga. I'm hot, nigga.
Of China.
I'm hot, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay, now you chill. Should I chill?
Nah, chill, chill. We might need to restart it later, but just chill for now.
All right, cool. So in terms of festivals, obviously you know, even though you haven't been to one, that people camp at festivals, right?
They sleep there?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you camp at a festival?
Fuck no.
Why not?
Because I have a yard.
No, but let's say it's in, I don't know, in the wilderness somewhere.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I have a yard.
I'm right. So it's okay. Festivals, 3 days. Yeah?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
T-Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Wizkid.
Yeah.
It genuinely, you have to be there. Otherwise, you lose your spot.
Yeah.
The only time you're going to see Michael Jackson live, Wizkid and... T-Pain.
And Chris Brown. Don't forget Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, okay. Take out Wizkid, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
T-Pain.
No, you can throw Wizkid in there.
Okay, four of them.
Just add Chris Brown.
Okay, he's in there right now. Yeah, there, okay. He's there. Look, look. Yeah. Chris Brown.
Hey, Chris.
All right, so, but you have to camp. All the man them are going to be there.
Oh, it's yeah, like, then yeah. As long as that, yeah. So, I'm going to go yard, though.
And it's in 4 hours away from your house. The nearest hotel is 2 hours away.
Well, I'll stay in a hotel. And then, you know what it is? I'll stay in a hotel. Leave on the day, early in the morning, 6 o'clock together.
You know, you're still going to stink, innit?
Huh?
You're still going to stink.
How am I going to stink?
Because Booty go up, down.
I ain't got no fans.
Yeah. All of that.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't camp?
I just prefer, if they're all the men are there, then I'll probably.
You may, yeah. I'm the same. I couldn't do that.
I'm scared of mosquitoes, bro.
Is it?
Not the actual mosquito. I'm scared of what they can do.
The bites.
My brother, if that guy bites someone who's got something, and then he bites you, now you got something. Mm. Now, you don't want something.
I don't want no something.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Fairs. Yeah, all right. Do you know what it is? I'm not a camping guy, you know? I think I love cleanliness so much that it would irk me to know that like man's got to stay in. But people do it. I'm not against anyone that does it. But for me, just the way I'm set up, I don't think I could do it.
I can't shower in the streaming water.
Like Glastonbury is always it's a festival that I would always want to witness, but for a few hours and then dip.
Do people sleep at Glastonbury Festival as well?
There's a whole borough of trees that people sleep near. They
no
camp.
Way.
But then there's also like, so just to let you know that there are camps that you can camp and there are showers.
Oh, is it?
There are showers, okay. Yeah. So you could potentially get a double bed, whatever, tent.
Is there Wi-Fi?
Oh, that's a tough, I don't know though. I don't know that information.
See, look, you're just fucking this up.
No, I am. I'm messing it up right now. But at the end of the day, it is what it is until it ain't. You know what I'm trying to say? With that being said, speaking about survival, if we was going to, you know, survive the wilderness, old and bold, me and you, Darkest, right? And let's say, for example, there was only Harry's and Darkest in the world.
Yeah.
Right? The world is just Harry's and Darkest, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you reckon we would be able to survive in terms of like, we'd be able to build a fire, find a water source?
Yeah.
You get me? Do all of them things there. Do you reckon we'd be able to do that?
Definitely. Yeah.
I don't think I've got it in me, you know?
No. I'll make do. I'll find a way. Harry, you could, man.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Do you guys reckon at home, or wherever you are watching this or listening to this, that me and Darkest would be able to survive?
We should do that for Patreon one day.
Yeah.
Just
we need to start doing more Patreon. You know what?
Yeah. So
this is an open conversation.
We should go to an open forest. You're in one location. I'm in the other location.
Yeah.
And we see who can, and then by the end of the night, we'll see who's built a better set for them.
Situation,
you get what I mean? So like from the tent building to the making a fire, to the s'mores, to the, you know.
All right. So this is what's going to happen, for this video, when it drops, we're going to put that in the comments.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we get 100 likes, we do it.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get 100 likes, we don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Fair play, everyone?
Yeah, fair play.
Okay, cool. So, another thing.
I want to do it. You don't want to do it, do you?
Not 1 second.
No, because I want to do one where, you know, we survive in the wilderness and another one where we survive in the ocean. So like I'm in the Pacific, you're in the Atlantic.
Mm.
And you know what I mean? We call each other. Yo, what are you saying?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You so, good, yeah. But reception might be horror though.
It might be horror.
Walkie talkies. Because walkie talkies have got the distance and they don't need Wi-Fi.
Mm.
You know
I think walkie talkies only work if you're nearby.
No. There's some serious walkie talkies.
Is it?
Yeah.
First.
There's people that's got walkie talkies that speak to each other in different countries.
You're chatting shit.
I swear to God.
Voila?
Yeah. First person I saw do that was DMO. Shout out to DMO, the DJ. He was literally talking to someone in another country, bro.
For a walkie-talkie,
bro.
Yeah, we need to buy those. Why do we need phones?
All right, so we asked some fans to submit some horror holiday stories on our socials. If you didn't see it, then you lacked. We've got quite a few, so me and Dark is going to take
turns. I've got some on my phone as well.
Okay, cool. So I'll read the first one, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me because I can't speak English today. All right. Me and my family went to a water park at Disney World. For context, my mum can't swim, but she joined us on some water slides. We went on a slide where we had to go down face first into a 3-foot pool. It was my mum's turn to go on the slide, and I don't know what happened, but she was drowning. We were screaming at the lifeguard to do something, and he shooed us away. Damn. My sister ended up jumping in and saving her. Can't trust lifeguards these days. Ooh.
Okay, can I be real with you?
Yeah.
I don't know who I blame more.
Yeah.
The mother.
Cowbilly has got to be taken. You can't swim.
You can't swim. Why are you in the water?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the lifeguard's job there, though.
He said.
It's to guard life.
He said that. He shoot.
No, that's crazy.
That, okay, well, see if I start seeing that, you better have some sort of something where you can't stop.
But let's think about the lesson like that's learned here.
Ooh.
Now that, you know what I mean?
The mother
will never jump into water again because she's experienced like life on the other side for a little bit.
True.
You get what I mean?
True.
Now she knows like, it's only you
pattern
in this
up.
World. Yeah,
pattern up.
You can only back yourself in this world.
Yeah.
Can't trust lifeguards. That's not his problem.
But a lifeguard is a bit of a cunt though.
He's a fucking
because
asshole.
Because that's his job. His job is to prepare for the worst case scenario.
Yep.
But he probably looked at it and said, it's only 3 foot.
Wait, 3 foot?
Three
you can
foot
stand up.
Is here.
Yeah. You can stand up.
Because I'm 6 foot.
So you're telling me she was drowning while she was walking towards you?
Yeah, that's fucked. That's why he probably said, you ain't going to drown.
Yeah, it's probably.
But she probably panicked.
She panicked.
Still.
Yeah, I'd say blame your mum. It's your mum's problem.
No, but can't trust lifeguards these days.
No. You can't trust your mum.
You went too far.
Sis. Yeah, you can't trust your mum.
Sis, you went too far. All right, so I think the lesson there from what Darkest said is, if you know you can't do something, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as.
It's your mum's fault.
Yeah. All right, Darkest, you want to read the second one for me, please?
I booked the Airbnb in Paris, arrived to the house I was meant to be staying at, knocked on the door, and a man opened the door, started talking in French really angrily, and told me to leave, otherwise he would call the police.
All right, man. Okay.
I mean...
That's not horrible.
Okay, how about this? Let's reenact that for a second.
Yeah.
Just to jump into the minds of these people.
Yeah.
So you're the guy, you're the angry French guy.
Yeah.
And I'm the person knocking in.
Okay, cool, perfect.
All right, cool. Okay.
This yard is sick.
Anyone in there? Hope not.
Don.
Who's that?
Hello.
Hello, Airbnb.
What the fuck are you doing here?
This is I booked the Airbnb on my phone.
Get the fuck out of my face!
I'm sorry. Is this the address to the thing?
This is the address, but I live here.
No, but it's my Airbnb. I booked it.
Oliver, call the police.
No, you don't need to call the police.
Oliver, call the police. We have intruders.
Why are you? Excuse me.
Get the fuck off my property.
You know what? It's call the police. Then I'll be here.
Oliver, call the police.
I've got a booking.
999.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Personally, yeah, imagine you get off a flight or your train or whatever it may be, yeah. The first thing you want to do is shower. Just put your clothes down, or put your suitcase down and chill.
Mm-hmm.
You get there, and that's not happening. And imagine if there is no place to live unless you have to pay extortionate amounts at a hotel. That's horrible, personally.
That's horrible.
And if you haven't got the means for it as well, which has happened to me many times when I've gone away, it's like, if this hotel doesn't take me, I'm finished.
Okay, there's only two people to blame in this situation.
Go on then.
So now, if it's a thing where this French guy doesn't want to leave his yard,
yeah,
then it's a him problem. Call the police.
How would you book that?
Without his consent.
Without his consent.
He probably said yes and then changed his mind.
That's mental health.
It could be that.
And that must be against the law, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because you can't say yes then no. Do you know what I mean? You can't. That's not how consent works. It's Airbnb's problem. They probably did like a booking thing. It was supposed to be a next yard, but they confirmed with this yard.
All right, next one. I went on my first girl's holiday with three of my friends. You know, when I see these, I just know it's not going to end the right way. Okay. I spent the week, had a great time, woke up in the morning. We thought my flight was got. Okay, so that's Amy.
Okay, so Amy, you know when you're writing these sentences.
So that's Amy. You have
a bottle of Chardonnay when you're writing these things.
We fought my flight. Yeah, that's yak. She did this while she was yakking. I went on my first girl's holiday with three of my friends. I spent the week, had a great time, woke up in the morning. We got to the airport, went to the help desk, and we couldn't see our flight on the screen. Our flight was the morning before.
Okay, that's not the deal. I don't know why I was expecting, like, I got kidnapped and released the next
day. That's alcohol. So I know what that was. Mm. That's alcohol, that's having a good time. That's them forgetting that, someone needs to be in charge here to let us know, we need to fly.
Yeah.
The next morning, that means your flight's already...
Already landed.
Where you're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
and you're still there. That's your fault. That's your fault.
You can't be missing flights. If your flight says 7 and you get there at 8, you can't be like... No. It's your fault.
Accountability, dog.
Yeah.
Have you ever missed a flight?
Never in my life.
I've missed so many, you know.
Is it?
Some of them are not my fault. Some of them are just like...
You can't blame... Don't blame the plane.
Never the plane.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the... So I remember I was going to Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, it's a mixture of our fault, because we're in as a group, and the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people getting on flights.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Speed up, though. I'm generally getting bored very fast. No, but carry on. I want to hear the end of the story. But just make it quick, though. Miss out all the little bits. All that group, like, stop. Just go.
I don't think you mean that.
No, I'm joking. Go. I'm listening.
So anyway, there's a group of us. And then we can see that there's so many different flights, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a mad queue.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for our friend when really and truly we should have just checked in, right? Anyway, we get to check in now and they're like, sorry, boarding time is down. And we're like, no one called us to say boarding time is this whatever.
I didn't hear my name.
I'm hearing Jamaica, I'm hearing all these other places, but I'm not hearing Cancun. Anyway, we literally turn into full-time actors. And we was like, look, miss, like, genuinely, like, our family, all our girlfriends, they're all over there, like, please. And then it was like, okay, look, I'll see what I can do. So we ended up getting a flight the next day. However, we had told all our other friends, we're flying, everybody's phone, D&D. We did not speak to nobody because we was like, it's embarrassing. And everyone was saying, there's too much of you that are gonna miss your flight. Mm-hmm. And it ended up happening. Then I've also literally fell asleep. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you're supposed to stay up?
Yeah.
I fell asleep, woke up, my flight is in 45 minutes. I drove to the airport. I saw the air, like this in the air. Mm-hmm. So I've missed maybe like two or three flights. One of the worst things God's created for me.
I commend myself for sitting through that. That was good. No, it's actually an interesting story as well. No. I'm not gonna say I wasn't listening to anything. I swear to God I was. I like the little gestures you did with that. I like that. That kept my attention for a little bit. That was good. And then the acting bit, the crying, whoa, very, very captivating. I liked it. You're a good storyteller, genuinely.
All right, guys. Right now, it's the end of the show.
Mm.
Four Bricks, that's the end of the snow.
Yeah.
Weed Army, that's the end of the crow.
I'm not going to help you. You got to go by yourself.
Oh, I need your help.
Yeah, you do.
Mic up. Yeah. Balls down.
Yeah.
This nigga acting like I don't wear the hard crown.
Yeah.
I hold the show. Mm. I mold this bro.
Mm-hmm.
He my little cousin, but we ain't family though.
Mm.
I shot him in his feet. I hit him in his smallest toe.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, my gun's so big, I can't walk straight.
It's hard sometimes, you know.
It is difficult.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
It is difficult.
Yeah.
You know. I know my boy. I know my boy. Yeah, he's taking off. Yeah, that's the wood. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, he ready now. Talk to him for me, though. I'm willing to help. Let's go.
Oh, shit. I can't do it.
Oh, shit. Sorry about this.
I don't know.
No, my bad, bro.
It's because people fucking expect me to like always fucking like be like this fucking guy. Like, I'm not this guy, bro.
Right, we're gonna cut there. Look, I've been Harry Panera.
Yeah, you got the hard crown, but you ain't got the hard pain. Two rings on with a hard chain. Driving my car in a hard lane.
Hard lane.
Hard game.
Hard game.
Hard stain.
Hard stain.
Help me, Harry, you motherfucking hard. Come on.
Life ain't no joke. This ain't a card game.
Yo!
I live by my first and my last name.
Yes, you do, motherfucker.
Oh, we had money, but it got real when the cars came.
Yeah.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Urus.
Yeah.
We had a Bentley.
Yeah.
Furious.
Yeah.
Nigga violate me, he gets served.
Yeah.
You don't want to die today.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
You want to run up on me? Delirious.
My girl says she wanted a Chanel.
Oh.
And I might get it for her because she a cutie.
Ooh.
Baby, just talk to me right. And yeah, we Gucci. Now.
Yeah, we Gucci.
Yeah.
Met her in Djibouti.
Yeah.
I looked at her. I said, I want to get up in your booty.
Yeah. Cutie patootie.
Ugh.
Can't do it now because I'm on duty.
Ugh, I went to her house. She made me a berry smoothie.
Ooh, berry smoothie. That sounds kind of fruity.
Truly, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
But it's a movie.
Yeah.
God on me.
Yeah.
I pray to Allah. Wakbar. I wear a kufi.
Yo!
And with that being said,
welcome
and goodbye to the Old and Bold podcast. I've been Harry Panero.
I've been Junkies, guys.
Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Again, thank you so much for getting us to 100K subscribers.
Means the world.
Also, give us 5 stars on Spotify. Subscribe to Patreon. We will be dropping videos and let us know. Remember what I said earlier in the video. We're going to put a comment in. If it gets 100 likes, we will fulfill the challenge. Until then, find a friend, phone a friend. Phone the Leng, phone the Skin. Okay, cool. Guys, see you later.